make a lot of noise, doesn't it? Let's see, this is the
knees.
And this part of the leg?
Thighs.
And this part?
Thighs.
This part of here is the thigh.
Thighs.
Yeah,
this shows you. I wonder they mine's hurting now.
Right. Have you heard that called a calf?
Calf, yeah. That's a calf of your leg. That's right.
And how about this right here, this bone?
That's you.
Like you might say, she kicked him in the
chin
bone, I guess how'd you call that? It's a bad place to hurt the
person. It sure is. And this right here?
Ankle.
And you put a shoe on your
foot.
And everybody walks on two
feet.
Okay. Now, I'm afraid this is kind of raggedy old piece of paper. Now, let's see. Would you tell me what time that clock face says, please? This is the little hand supposed to be pointing at 5 and the big hand at 9.
Mm-hmm. 15 to 5.
Okay. And what do you call this that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board?
That's a bench.
Okay. And what about the thing under that? Oh, let's see. Open it up. That somebody uses when he's sawing a piece of firewood. So put the firewood in it.
A fireplace?
No, this is where it's you saw it. That's some kind of support.
That's a rack.
Okay.
So.
And what do you call this that you put a baby in?
Mm-hmm. That's a buggy, they call them.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a buggy, you would what the baby?
You'd roll him in it.
Okay. Now, would you ever, thank you, would you ever use the word kitty cornered or catty cornered?
Catacorn, I guess.
Uh-huh. And when would you use that word?
When you want to set something in a corner.
Catacorn. But you want to set it?
Catacornered. Uh-huh.
Not straight.
Not straight, just
okay.
In that way.
Well, now, if you were talking about, say, two houses across from each other, like, say, this house, well, I don't know if that really works. But would you, if there was crossroad and a house on one corner and a house on another corner across the street, would you ever call that catacornered?
That could be catacornered. Line. They're supposed to be straight, though, I made, but
okay.
That would be catacornered.
Okay. Oh, now let's see, there was a question I was going to come back to. Oh, yeah, the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace. Can you think what that is?
Dog irons.
Okay, fine. Now that's all my questions, but I'd like for you, if you wouldn't mind, to describe a recipe for me for something that you particularly like to make or that you make particularly well.
Oh, Lord, I don't know how to make
rolls. You make good rolls.
Okay, will you tell me how you make rolls? Do you make them with yeast or with baking powder, or how do you make them?
Yeast, yep. I make them with yeast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so will you start from the beginning and tell me how you make them?
I'll try. And I've got some good recipes. You can have some of them.
Fine. Well, I want to hear you tell about them.
Oh, she wants to hear you tell.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, you get you get a half a cup of sugar,
mm-hmm.
Scant, half a cup of sugar, teacup, and 3 tablespoonful of shortening.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of shortening do you use?
Well, you can use Crisco,
uh-huh.
Any kind like that, and 2 teaspoons of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Work all that up together. And get all that worked up. Put a half a cup of boiling water. And let all that melt up.